Okay, today is the last daf of Maseches Megillah, Megillah daf Lamed Beis Amin Aleph, and the Gemara quotes the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a couple of statements relating the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So here's another one. Minayin shemishtamshin bebaskol. How do I know that I could use a baskol? Says the Gemara. What do you mean? What did he use the baskol for? I mean, it could always come in handy and you know, give us information. But what exactly does this mean? So Rashi says, what do you mean, mishtamshim baskol? In belibo lahaschil davar. If I want to start a project, v'shama kol, oh, and I heard a voice, oh hinolav, and I heard a voice from heaven that says, start the project or don't start the project. Holech acharav, you can listen to that voice. V'ein kan mishum nichush. And this is not a violation of nichush, of the fixing and acting based on some type of dark side force. Again, there are many mitzvahs and isurim relating to nichush and chover chaver and oven yidoni, but nichush about basing my actions based on, you might call it a superstition, you might call it some other type of event, but there's different types of events that the Gemara in Chulin discusses, you know, Eliezer Eved Avraham and Shaul, you know, whoever kills my daughter, you know, could win whoever kills the Goliath could win my daughter's hand in marriage. Different places where Nichush comes up in the Gemara. But that's Rashi's application here, that you could use a baskol if you want to do something, Shenemar, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Vaznecha Tishmana Davar Me'acharecha Le'mar. If you hear something behind you, so then one would be able to use it. And then the Gemara just limits it and says, it's only if you hear a voice that is not common, right? Called Gavra B'masa. You hear the voice of a person in a city, a man in a city, and it's only if they say, Allah, Allah, Hain, Hain, right? It says it twice. Okay, all these different details about being able to use the baskol or not. Let's talk a little bit about baskol. Talk about a lot heavenly voices that come out and various communications from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are different levels of communication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man in different ways. The ultimate, the highest level, the most intense level of communication is the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which none of us will ever be zochet to, and nobody else was ever zochet to it, besides Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That's one of the Ani Mamans. And that's what the Rambam writes, both in Pirush Mishnayos and Sanhedrin, and in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a different prophet than all other prophets. In four ways. Four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other prophets. And that's one of the Yisodei HaEmunah. That's one of the Ani Mamans. Kol HaDvarim She'Amarnu, says the Rambam, Heim B'derech Nevuah Klal. L'kol HaNevi'im HaRishonim. Everything that I've said up until now here in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah has to do with all other prophets. HaRishonim V'Achronim. The early prophets, the later prophets. Chus B'Moshe Rabbeinu. Except for Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban shall call HaNevi'im. Rabban, he was the master. He was the Rebbe of all other prophets. What's the difference? So the Rambam lists off four differences based on the psukim at the end of Baal Oscha. Shekol HaNeviim b'chalom o b'mare. Number one, all other Neviim, it was in a dream. It was in a dream, it was a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu misnabe v'hu arva omeid. Moshe was awake. So number one, sleeping or awake and standing. Sheneemar uvavo Moshe el o'amo el daberito. Moshe comes to the Ohel Moed, Vayishma Hakol Midaberi Love. Number one, Kol HaNeviim Al Yidei Malach. All other Neviim, it wasn't direct. It was through a messenger, a spiritual messenger. Meaning it wasn't a direct Hashkacha, closeness, Lefichach, Rama Sheim Ron B'Mashal Lechida. It wasn't clarity. They saw some type of riddle. They saw some type of vision which has to be interpreted. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yidei malach. Moshe Rabbeinu was not yidei malach. Sheneemar pe el pe adaber bo. So number one, he was awake. Number one, there was clarity. It wasn't just a vision which had to be interpreted. Tmunas Hashem yabit. Klomar ein sham mashal el roe hadaber al buryu. Below chida ubelo mashal. Right, and that's number two. Number three, kol haneviim yireim v'nivhalim u'mismogegin. All other neviim, not only were they sleeping, but they totally lost their faculties. They started shaking. Even David HaMelech, Avram Avinu, any of the other prophets that we know, well, the Gemara lists off 48 prophets, that there are 48, and Rashi and the Gra have the whole list of who was on the 48. But That's the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Yudalit. So all of the Nevi'im were totally lost their faculties. Umosher Rabbeinu Eino Kain, Husha Kasav Omer Kashi Yedaber Ishari Ehu Klomar Kemosha Ein Adam Nifhal Lishmo Divir Chaveiro. Just like if I'm talking to my friend, I don't lose it. Kach Haya Koach Bedaito Shemosher Rabbeinu Lahavin Divir Enavua Vuhu Omed Al Omdo Shalem. And he could handle it. So number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was awake. Number two, he had clarity. Number three, he had all his faculties. Number four, Moshe Rabbeinu could call the meeting. Moshe Rabbeinu could decide. Kol Neviim Mizdame B'Chalishi Yirtzu. All other Neviim had to wait till Hashem decides to talk to them. Moshe Rabbeinu Eino Kein. Ela Kol Zman Sheyachmotz Ruach HaKodesh Lovashto. Whatever he wanted, he went into the meeting. Ruach HaKodesh took over him. V'nevua Shore Alav. He was always in the zone, so to speak, of Nevuah, and that's why that was the misunderstanding and misappreciation of Aaron and Miriam when they said Lashon Hara about Moshe, because they didn't realize that, you know, why is he separating from his wife? Because Moshe has to be in this state always, because that's who Moshe Rabbeinu is. We needed a Moshe to be able to be the Navi to give us the Torah. It all connects, because the Torah is Torah's Moshe, and the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Great. So this is the highest level. Highest level of communication is Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. The next level is the Nevuah of other prophets. Again, we just compare like, oh, that they're lower. Yeah, Halavai, you know, anyone should get to that level. But that's the other prophets. That's the Gemara we had earlier here in Megillah, Daf Yudalid, where the Gemara says that there were 48 prophets and 7 prophetesses in history. And again, as I just mentioned, Rashi goes through listing them: Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yoshua, Pinchas. Right, going through Eli, Shmuel, God, Nasan, David, Shlomo, going through all the 48 prophets. That is number two. Another level, and again, now we're not getting into really levels, because we don't exactly know the levels, but just different types of communication. We have the Urim Tumim, right, which was used by the Kohen Gadol. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to communicate with Am Yisrael to tell them, you know, fight the war, don't fight the war, give them some type of answer. So that is that the stones on the choshen, on the breastplate, would light up, and the Kohen Gadol would have to unscramble the letters in order to interpret what message HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us. Right? We know, Chazal tell us, that on the choshen weren't only the names of the prophet, names of the Shvatim, because not all the letters are in the names of the Shvatim. Right, I think there's no tzadi and there's no tes. There's a couple of letters missing. So that's why, along with the names of the Shvatim, we know it also said Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Shifte Yeshurim. Right, it was all split up. If you look in the Apirion, or Shlomo Gansfried Sefer, on Parshas Vayeshev, he has a picture. He has a picture of what it looked like. We mentioned it in a Parsha Shir recently, because it talks about which letters of those words were added on to the names of the Shvatim. But either the Ramban discusses this in Parshas Tetzaveh, where he describes exactly what happens. V'inyan hu ki hayu shemos kedoshim mikocham ya'iru ha'osios. From the Shem Hashem. Right, this is the Ramban's interpretation. This is not Beferish anywhere, that the Urim V'tumim was a Shem Hashem that was put between the folds of the Choshen, and that was kind of the engine that allowed the stones of the Choshen to light up. And they would ask questions. I will show you Shemos Hakodesh Achirim Nikrim Tumim. Bikocham Haya Leiv Hakoin Tamim Biyadias Inyan Osios. Hashem would give the Kohen Gadol divine wisdom in order to interpret the words that he saw. The Yava Belibo Shechiburam Yehuda Yale Vizos Madrega Mi Madregas Ruach Hakodesh Lamata Min Hanevua Ulamala Mi Baskol. Oh, now we'll get into our daf. So this Urim Tumim was lower than Nevuah, but higher than Baskol, higher than the heavenly voices. So we have Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu, we have Nevuah of other prophets, we have Urim Tumim. Then we have something called Ruach HaKodesh. Right, the books of Nevi'im were written through Nevuah. Right, a Nevuah, a prophecy given over to a Navi to say over to the Jewish people. What about Ksuvim? What about the 5 Megillahs and Tehillah Mishle Eov? Those aren't called Nevi'im. So we discussed that in the past also. What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? But they were written, for sure, with some type of divine inspiration. right? That's the Gemara we had earlier, also here in Maseches Megillah. We're trying to put a couple of Gemaras together. Remember, the Gemara Daf Zion discussed a couple of Svarim which were controversial. Do they make it into Tanakh? Do they not make it into Tanakh? Or are they Metamei Yaseyadayim? Right? Do they have the same level of Kisvei HaKodesh as the others? So what was controversial? Esther was controversial. Koheles was controversial. Shir HaShirim was controversial. All of those were discussed. So what was the issue? Whether those were written Baruch HaKodesh. Right? The Gemara has five or six deos explaining how Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. And that's why it belongs in Kisvei HaKodesh. And that's why Esther says to the Chachamim, Kisfuni Ladoros, put me into Tanakh. And you have all these opinions. Remember, it says, Vayomer Haman Belibo. How do we know what was in Haman's heart? Vati Esther Nosei Schein. Everybody loved Esther. How do you know everybody loved Esther? Right? It must be that it was written Baruch HaKodesh. Hashem knows. Vayivada Adav LeMordechai. Mordechai found out about the big son and Zeresh. Uva Biza, they didn't take any of the spoils. How do you know all these things? So that's what the Gemara says. They're all relating to Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Until the final Deah, I think this was number five, but there were seven of them more. Shmuel says, I would have said, Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu l'mala, mashikiblu l'mata. Fine. We have all these Deos. That's Ruach HaKodesh. And that's with the controversy of Koheles. Whether Koheles is just Chachmaso Shel Shlomo, or Koheles is Nechta Baruch HaKodesh. But that's another way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates some type of divine inspiration. Again, it's not prophecy. It's not Ur V'Tumim. It's not a specific message. But it's somehow connecting the wisdom of the person with the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavdil, and coming out. So that's in terms of Ruach HaKodesh. Then we have Baskol, which the Ramban says, this is what our Gemara says, discusses, and this is what the Ramban says is lower. Baskol is lower than Urim Tumim, which itself is lower than Nevuah. So what is Baskol? So the Gemara says in Yuma that they, after Nevuah, there was Ruach HaKodesh, right? The Gemara in Yuma Daftes. Mishamesu Nevi'im Achronim Chagei Zachariah Malachi, once the last Nevi'im passed on, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Yisrael, then Ruach HaKodesh finished. V'yadayin ha'yim esham shem v'baskol. But baskol was used, right? We have baskol throughout the Gemara, right? Throughout the various stories, many different stories in the Gemara about baskol. So what exactly is a baskol? So Tosfos, right here on our daf, the Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes from the Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos in the 16th parak. Why? Because the Gemara there talks about if you hear a baskol that a man died, is his wife allowed to get remarried? Right? That's the sugyas of Edus Isha, the second half of Maseches Yevamos. But before that, Tosfos in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph says, why is it called a baskol? Right? The Gemara there discusses the baskols that went out from heaven that said, there's someone in this generation that deserves to have Ashras HaShechina like Hillel, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? There was a baskol there. So Tosfos there says, Yesh Omrim, Shelo Hayu Shomrin, Ela Kol Yotzei Min HaShemayim. They didn't hear. Baskol wasn't a direct voice from heaven. Ela mitoch oso kol yotze kol acher. It was what we might call an echo from a voice from heaven. Kamo pamim, like a person sometimes. Pada makib b'koach, I bang on the table. V'shomea kol acher yotze min lemirachok, and far away they hear a reflection. They hear an echo of my bang. V'yosav kol ayishomim. That's why it was called a baskol and not a kol. It's not called a call of voice. It's a bas call. It's secondary to the voice. Right? And the Tosfos Yontif quotes this also in that piece that Rabbi Akiva Eger here quotes. It's called a bas call of Ishenu, call lo, call a love. And it's not a call to someone specific. Vayishmas a call midaberi love. Moshe heard the call talking to him. Shezenevu amamish. Aval kol ze she'eno bo, hu me'eno v'dugmaso. B'madrega l'mata mimenu. Right, this is the Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos Tezayin Vav. That it's a madrega less than Nevua, and that's why it's called a baskol. And then that's why it's called a baskol, not even a ben kol. Because usually when you want to say something is weaker, so you use the feminine lashon, like Moshe Rabbeinu, it uses a nekeva lashon in one place. So it says, l'tashis kocha lo karu ben kol el a baskol. That's why it's called a baskol. And that's what this generally meant by baskol in heaven. The Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos there says that the baskol in Yevamos about a man dying and his wife getting remarried, that's a different type of usage. Ubaskol de Mishnah Seinu Eino Minyan Hazeh. Elafisha Holchu V'Lamatzu Shamadam Hishilu Lo Zeh Hashem. They know somebody, you know, was missing, and they go and they want to figure out whether the person is alive or not. That's a different usage of a normal baskol. There are many famous baskols in Shas. Let's just talk about two of them. Right here, our Gemara discusses about whether you're allowed to use a baskol just to know whether you should go on a trip or any other project that you want to start. But two very famous baskols that the Rishonim discuss, because the Rishonim wonder, how do you put these two baskols together? That's Erev and Yud Gimel and Bamitzia Nuntes. Right, Erev and Yud Gimel, Machlokes, Shalosh Shanim Nechluka Beishamai Beis Hillel. For 3 years, Beishamai Beis Hillel argued, Halala Omer Halach Gomoseinu, Vahalala Omer Halach Gomoseinu. And they each said, the halacha should be like us. Yatzis a baskol v'yamra, and a baskol goes out from heaven and says, Elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim v'halacha k'beis hillel. Right, two halves of a statement, both requiring much elaboration, but Elu ve'elu, these and these are the words of the living God, Elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim, but we pass it like Beis Hillel. Why do we pass it like Beis Hillel? Because they were nochin v'aluvin, and they started divri Beis Shammai. Okay, but that's a baskol that says we all like Beis Hillel. And guess what? We do all like Beis Hillel. We hold like that baskol. What's the question? B'metzia nuntes, taner shel achnai. Right, the baskol that went out, remember Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua were having an argument about a certain detail in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, whether a certain oven that was made with sand in between is tameh, and there was a whole discussion, and Rabbi Eliezer tried to prove that he was right, and he says, if I'm right, then this tree will prove that I'm right, and the tree gets uprooted from the ground and flies across the sky. So, 100 amos, 400 amos, amrullah, they said, maybe raya min achruv, don't bring me rayas from carob trees. Chazar v'amalem, and then he says, im halacha kamosi amas hamayim yochichu, this water aqueduct would prove that I'm right, and all of a sudden the water starts flowing upstream. La'achoreyem, amrullah, they said again, maybe in raya min amas hamayim, don't bring me any rayas from the water. And then he says, the halach is like me, kosli beis ha-medrash yochichu, the walls of the beis ha-medrash should prove that I'm right, and they start falling in, and Rabbi Yeshua starts growling at them, so they stopped in the middle. So they were leaning. They didn't go back up for the covenant of Belazar, they didn't go all the way down for the covenant of Yeshua. And finally he says, min ha-shamayim yochichu, right? From heaven, they will prove that I'm right. Yotzitza baskol va'amra malachem eitzel Rabbi Eliezer. Shalacha kamosa b'chol makom. Right, the baskol goes down and says, we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua stands up on a chair and says, lo bashamayim hi. No, we don't listen. Shefarnin natura me'arsina ve'einonu mashkichin bebaskol. We don't listen to the baskols, because we know, you go by the majority. Foot. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Nassan met Eliyahu Navi and asked him, what was Hashem doing at that moment? And Eliyahu Navi says, kaviyachal Hashem was smiling and saying, nitzchuni b'ni, Nitzchuni b'ni, they got the message. But what do you see from that Gemara? We don't pass it like a baskol. So ask the Rishonim. The Rishonim there in B'Metzia Nuntes, the Rishonim in Brachas Daf Yutes, the Rishonim in Yevamas Daf Yudalid, they all ask, how do you put these two together? Do we pass it like a baskol or not? We pass like the baskol that halacha is like Beis Hillel. We don't pass like the baskol that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So many different answers give it. Tosfos in all the different places gives the same two answers. Number one, maybe B'Metzia, that wasn't a real baskol. That was just a baskol for the covenant of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer kind of like forced it. He said, look, I'll show you that I'm right. Heaven, give me a baskol. So that was a baskol for his covenant. That wasn't a real baskol. And we find elsewhere in Shas that there were baskols for the covenant of Rabbi Eliezer. Remember the story we had back in Maseches Tainus, where Rabbi Eliezer started davening and it didn't rain for a long time. And then Rabbi Akiva gets up there and says one line and it rains. And the baskol goes out and people started talking. Oh, I guess Rabbi Eliezer isn't such a great tzaddik. And the baskol goes out and says, no, lo mebnei shezeh golem yizeh. It's not because one is greater. It's just that Rabbi Akiva was mavram midosef. So you see a baskol goes out for his covenant. That's one answer. So maybe really, what's that answer saying? Fundamentally, we would hold like the baskol, but that was a inferior baskol. The other answer Tosva says is that we pass it like a baskol when it follows the majority. Beis Hillel was the majority. So that's not telling us a real chiddush. We pass it like the majority anyway. The baskol is kind of just strengthening what we would have said. Masha'en Kain, if the baskol goes like the minority, like Rebbe Lazar, then we will not pass it like the baskol. Number two. Rev Nisim Gon in Brachas, written on the page, on Daf Yutes, says, well, maybe again, similar to the first answer, the one in Bamitzia wasn't a real baskal. What does that mean? It was, but it was just sent to test the rabbis if they would stay true to their conviction and follow the halacha, and follow the majority, which is what they were supposed to do. Similar to, and he gives an amazing comparison, Hashem sends a Navi Sheker, and he allows him to, you know, perform certain osos and signs, but we have to follow the rules. If he tells us to do Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter what the signs are. So that's why that was a different type of baskal. That was just checking us. Those are a couple of answers relating to how do you put the two together. But again, there are many other examples of baskals in Shas. Only at the beginning of Shas, Brachas Daf Gimel, there was a baskal that went out that every day that Hashem cries for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right, the baskal at the end of Brachas when Rabbi Akiva was killed. A baskal in that went out from. By Rav Elazar ben Derdaya, remember that in Avodah Zarah, his Mezumah L'Chayalim Abba, many different examples, but again, this is one of the ways Hashem communicates. We don't have it today, but again, these are some of the letters, the levels of communication that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.